Okay, Brad, we'll start with you. Are there specific programs or budget line items you'd like to cut or eliminate to pay for roads? Specifically, I would say that to fund roads, what we have been trying to do has been the number one topic of our council retreats. Our goal has been to fund roads. We have allocated funds to roads. But let me tell you something about the city budget. The city budget is something that you have to take pruning shears to. If you try to take a chainsaw to a city budget, and it can do harm. You can rob quality of life issues. And so specifically, I would just say, I would use methods that we have in the past, and I've used in my own business. And that is, we look internally at expenditures, and we have made necessary cuts in the sake of time. I would be happy to share more detail with you. We've cut personnel. We've outsourced everything that we can, again, to bring more money to our general fund. We this year went through it to an entire new insurance carrier that will save the city about $150,000 in the end. We asked the city employees a few years back to put skin in the game in their health insurance. They paid 10% of the premium. That was money that comes back into it. So it's really just taking the pruning shears and then adding those additional savings into the road fund.
Well, I love talking about roads because we do need to fund our roads at a higher level. This has been a priority. This is when we talk about it being a topic of discussion at the strategic work sessions that we have annually. Absolutely. I've driven those discussions, and in a lot of cases, we divide up into different groups on different topics. And most of the years, I've been the one over that road topic, and we put forth lots of good ideas. I don't think we need to make cuts. Mike's contention all along has been that we just need to reprioritize. And, you know, every year for the last 3 years that I've been on the city council, we've taken in significantly more revenue than we expected to. And from day one, my contention was set a target, set a funding target that the city staff can work towards, that we can fund. I suggested $5 million. I think at least it needs to be $3 million. But and some of the suggestions that I've made is take a percent of that surplus, of what we collected more in sales tax than what we had originally budgeted for. Take 50% of that and throw it at roads. Take a percent of the utility tax that we have on everyone's electric bill. Take some percent of that, even if it's 20%, throw it towards roads, and then continue funding roads, but we don't need new fees. Some people are suggesting new fees. That would hit the church hard, it would hit businesses like Intermountain, which are nonprofits, hard, and we don't need that to fund our roads. We just need to reprioritize our current funding.